TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, people? Happy Jump Off Side Piece Appreciation Day. It is February 15th, 2013, and this is a brand new episode of Pre-Game Ready, your man Brooklyn Black. We got Jay the Tech Guy in the building. Tech Guy, what's poppin'?
What up, what up? I'm in the building.
All right, we got Apollonia coming out of Long Island, coming through at about 10:45. You know, we're going to chop it up with her. You know, y'all seen it. I posted on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows she's in the building. People coming through. So, definitely see what's popping. We got some stuff to talk about. But before I get to the first throwback, I just got to say, whoever was calling Katie Couric from her dead husband's phone is fucking wrong, B.
Oh, wow.
That's, yo. That's probably the grimiest shit I have ever seen. Like, I'm all for the prank call, have some fun, you know what I'm saying? I listen to phone taps out. I've done a couple, you know, but, yo, to do somebody, you know, somebody's dead number, like, yo, how low you gotta be? You know what I mean? But you already know what it is. 347-857-4302. Got a couple more stories we got to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jim Jones getting arrested, man. We gotta get into all that. 347-857-4302. Follow me on our Instagram, Brooklyn_Black, on Twitter at BrooklynBlack. Pregame_radio, definitely on that Twitter as well. And, of course, Jason, that guy's on there, is Dark Ichigo. We'll be right back.
I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Fuck car alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm that nigga with your Alpine. Go to force make so. Always let tricks know and friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler. I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya, punk motherfucker. Here to let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope, but don't call me dope, boy. This ain't no fucking motion picture. A guy or bitch. Get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a
shit. So come on and tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. Tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health. Cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kinda trifo. Cause that's an IFO. AK-47 assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they voting bank, but steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver row. Now they running up in your throat. You're gone, used to be the dumb one. Now your name is just Twine. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a shit.
So diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you biggity wreck yourself.
So diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health. On that license plate, you could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the clapping. Who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitch, is a Miami hurricane head. Strong, niggas for her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you get no respect.
Yeah.
Bitch, you better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come
on and check yourself before you wreck yourself. Wreck yourself.
Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Yeah.
Pregame Radio back in the building. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Jersey Tech Guy in the building. Now, you know, me and Jersey Tech Guy, you know, we came up, got money together, you know, worked balls and whatnot, and, you know, best of leverage all the time, you know what I'm saying? You know. And, you know, we would give them a little extra, you know, the customer service, you know, because we want them to come back and, you know, sometimes we get a nice little tip and, you know, we work them. But you hear about this shit that happened at the airport with Kim Kardashian and Kanye?
Oh, no, nah, I didn't hear about that.
All right. It was at JFK. And somebody who works for American Airlines was all starstruck. Like, oh, my God. Kim Kardashian, Kanye, oh, my God. Oh, come this way. You don't have to wait with the regular people. You know, move to the front line. You can just get on the plane now. Come on, come on. Come fuck around. They violated protocol by doing that. So they had to not let the plane take off, pull them off the plane, pull them to the side, search them, and then let them get back on, delaying the plane for about an hour. Now, that just shows, like, yo, you can't just see somebody and I want to eat dick and expect them to be able to hook them up. So they're like, oh, you yeah, this is cool. Nah, because now you done started some shit. You about to lose your job. So they're going to fire you for that shit.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I never heard of celebrity terrorists. They wasn't blowing up a plane.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Protocol is protocol. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. They put those rules in place for a reason. If motherfuckers ain't try to put bombs in their sneakers and ramp planes in the buildings and shit like that, you know, it wouldn't be so strict. But, yo, it is what it is.
Yeah. I just think it's funny.
Shout out to the homie Baltimore yeah. Sun. Pick up his new project, Be More to France, Keen on the Beat, Law Baltimore. Yo, it's definitely a hot track, but, you know, we got more throwbacks and shit to get to. You know what I'm saying? And this is something I know Jay and Tech I don't like. Being partially like a Queen's nigga and all.
Yeah, I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents and let my balls hang like I'm on a toilet taking a shit. My style is all that in a big bag of chips with the dip. Fuck all that sensuous shit. I represent intellectual violence and leave your clique holier than the Ten Commandments. I laugh at Norman Baker. I love to hate you because you's a freak by nature. Can't wait to face your mutilator. Drink your style down straight with no chaser. My girl will come back like a mini Mac to your back. As soon as one of you niggas try to overreact, the LOD love good confrontation of them. Break your concentration, murder your cam. For the jealous, overzealous, we fellas. Blow the spot like Ralph and Marcellus. Niggas coming through and acting wild. Y'all commercial niggas better have a coke and a smile.
Yo,
I got you.
I conversate with many men. Trying to begin again. Forgot what I already knew. You hear me, friend? Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society. Trying to keep the army. My mob is infamous. It's like a fucking title read. You get back slapped so hard, make your nose bleed. Back on the real side of things. My niggas sling cracks and wear fat diamond rings. Not only is it inside the songs that we sing. Everything is real, not just a song that we sing. From my life to the paper, very accurately. Give you all of my two, so maybe you could three. Fly the G with forever, S-H-I-N-E. My shit attract me, it's like a moon attract the sea. How dare you ever in your life walk past me without acknowledging this man as
the now who the fuck you think you talking to? I pay dues, I spray crews, look up Joey Crack. Motherfuckers be like it's bad news running this racket. From New York to Montego, slaughtering people, bringing ton of keys from Puerto Rico. I'd rather be fit than love because the fear lasts longer. These bitch ass niggas know we stronger than these weaklings seeking for respect that ain't there. Knuckleheads beware, this man tension in the air. Call for ambulance, this man's wet. Bullets cut him down from the root up just like a Gillette. Razor, which I keep hitting in my oral. Ready to spat out and any ad out that wants to quarrel. These
Rocky low flop on the street, over like raw ass cheeks. I'm sexing raw dog without protection. Disease infected. Italiano got the Luciano. I get down fucking with brown fox. Extra keys to the drop. Boom, I'm jingling, baby. I got crazy Dominicans who pay me to lay low. I play slow, roll with the firm. Mafioso, crime kingpin. It all real, nigga. What the deal?
What the fuck? I thought I conquered the world. Crush Moji, Hammer, and Ice T's girl. But still, niggas wanna instigate shit. I battle any nigga in the rap game quick. Name the spot. I make it hot for your bitches. Female rappers too. I don't give a fuck, boo. Words, I'm here to crush all my peers. Rhymes of the month, been the source for 20 years. Niggas dead. I'm detrimental to your mental state. I use my presidential Rolex to be the bait. Niggas fight. Glock cops. Gets fucked MCs. That fuck with LL, they get fucked. That's real. What's up with that I shot to deal? Like shit, niggas slip. Now how the bullet deal? New York appeal. In LA, they game bang. But if you touch a mic, your motherfucking ass pain. That's this time, but next time I'ma name names. LL shitting from on top of the game. I shot ya.
Yeah, we're back in the building. Pre-game. It's called LL Cool J. He just dropped his 13th studio album. Say what you want about the dude selling out, acting, doing all that shit, but name another hip-hop artist that dropped 13 albums over damn near 30 years in the game.
Hold up, hold up. You can't talk that fellow shit. You supposed to grow up into something else. Like, dude, how many old-ass rappers are there? Look at Will Smith. Did he not make the transition too? The smart ones make the transition so they can keep getting money.
True indeed, true indeed. But, yo, like I said, he dropped his album. From what I'm hearing, it's definitely a banger. He didn't disappoint. So you're going to have to check that out for the next episode of Pregame and see what's going on. Yo, there's so much crazy bullshit going on in New York City. Now, Jay, you're a gamer, right?
You can say that.
Now, you buy a brand spanking new game, right? One of the hottest releases, right? Black Ops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trading that shit within, say, 6 months of owning the game?
No.
All right, check it out. Michael Esposito of Staten Island, he was recently busted for going into a Target, stealing video games and PS3 controllers, and then going across the street to GameStop, trading them in, making $200. Now, this is a dumbass on the part of GameStop. Because,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, GameStop hires gamers, right?
Correct.
So, if I go to you bringing in a crispy copy of Black Ops 2, and them niggas just dropped the map pack, and I'm trading in Black Ops 2, and I'm not even, okay, fuck being an employee or a gamer, a GameStop customer. When you trade something in, what do you take, the store credit or the cash?
The store credit.
Why?
Usually I'm getting another game right there on the spot.
But also, you know, if you take the cash, they take 10% off the top.
That's right.
So common sense would be, yo, just go put 100% store credit. Now I'm saying, fuck them, taking 10% of my shit. Because they ain't getting 10% off when I bought the game.
That's right. And on top of that, the rate that they give you back, they rape in your pockets anyway.
Exactly. So he got caught, and he confessed because they caught him on camera grabbing his shit out of Target, because he did it twice. He hit the same Target twice and went to the same GameStop twice.
Yo, that's just stupid.
And like I said, it was across the street.
Well, you know what? I mean, not that all criminals are stupid, but if criminals are smart, they probably would have had education and wouldn't be doing dumb shit like that.
And they asked him why he did it, because he confessed. And he needed gas money.
They asked him why?
They asked him why he did it. He needed gas money. crazy shit. 347-857-4302. It's Brooklyn Black J, the tech guy. Ever be here in a minute. Definitely hold it down. Pre-game radio. We're going to get to jump off there, too, after one last story. You know, we got to touch on this whole Christopher Dorner situation. We got to talk about it real quick. Shout out to Extravaganza, too. I see you. And we'll be right back.
Fuck. Shit is real right here. Rockefeller. Lock. Taking the streets over, motherfucker. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Yo, shut the fuck up before I blast. Them banned from TV, yo ass. With no mask. Look at the camera like, whoa. Yeah, I did it like a sick white boy in a cold committed to the death of me. I fast like I'm on ecstasy. Drop 100 bars for real, like I'm looking for a deal. If I ain't hungry, who the fuck is? I'm worse than a African kid. I ain't straight, so my numbers match the Motorola biz. I walk the streets up and wild like I'm fucking kid. If I ain't strapped, that means I took them off my Nikes. Get off mine, y'all talk shit like little children. Wanna ride mine like bitches when I walk up in the building. Cause I catch tans in the winter with wild horse, jet skiing. While you keep warm in corner stores, I make it hot, flooding your block the best way. Profess me, no find poison in your x-ray. As I get roasted, looking at Biggie posted on my wall. Taking shots to Louis till I fall, nothing to lose. Just load the clip up in the groove and kick rhymes to the poster. So I swear, big move. My team, you would think was on Thorzine. How we floss and don't give a fuck with his door scene.
Yo, crunch the bus pipes, it's time to apply it now. Pick out a quiet town and tie it down. Make niggas lie it down. Y'all know where to buy it now. Beanie Mac, I supply it now. My squad roll deep and foreign cars with two seats. Couple of five or six, a few deep. Bag enough coke to last a few weeks. Case niggas wanna test, vest in a few heat. You really wanna test my name? And test my game until you have me. Test my aim. Y'all niggas nuts, like test for gold. Hit you up in your apartment building, best of you. Breath is best for you to keep on walking. Heat from the knocking, keep on sparking. Platinum, Prezi, Bezzy, stay sparkling. Cop off the lot, never see me at the auction. Pine up a Cardi Dawkins when it's hawking. Out on the strip until I reach the margin. Not trying to meet the sergeant at the precinct. Eating cheese sandwiches down for the weekend. Locked up with dirty white boys and reeking.
Now if I kill you, I probably do 10 in the box. Come down on the pill. Then I'm killing your pops. You feeling the locks? Nigga, why you grilling the locks? If this rap shit don't work, nigga, still in the spot. You bring it to me, I gotta lose your family. Gangsters don't die, they get chubby and move to Miami. Shit is deep now, dog, but it gets deeper. Fuck it, the weather's nice and the price is much cheaper. I put it on tape, you gon' buy it. I put it in the bag, you gon' try it. Y'all niggas can't deny it. A lot of cats still trying to study my last bounce. Tell you what, get a beat tape in a half ounce. They got me where I can't be without my large gap. Teflon long sleeve in my heart. Hat. No matter if I'm opening up or headline, doing the speed limit or pushing red line. 6 months in the county or bedtime, I'ma be the kid nigga until it's bedtime. Anything I'm on is a classic. Any nigga ever had beef with, son is a bastard. Anytime I spit acid, LOX, Rough Rider, you heard, we got the game mastered.
I told you the pain was coming, you wouldn't listen. You try to play me like a joke, now who got the last laugh? Now take these bullets with you to hell.
Your motherfuckers are sick, don't they sauce the shit. So many niggas on my nuts, I thought I lost my dick. Picture me falling off, I'm camera shy. Hammers fly, might miss you, but your man to die. What's the difference? Either way, I'm sunning your crew. I fuck the wind, y'all niggas coming to lose. Something to prove, spit it, we can have a spray off. I lay off whack niggas and kill them on my day off. Ain't nothing for me to bust a tray off. Murder the whole month of April, nigga, just to take May off. Run with more Germans than Adolf. You like crews, now I concentrate on your camp like Jews. Flow hot like a heat wave, bitch. Whips fatter than them shits they beat slaves with. I'm a meal sacking nigga who pull quick. Still packing, before you feel jacked, niggas on that
bull. I don't give a fuck who you are, so fuck who you are. I don't care about a pretty bitch, watch y'all call. I don't care about your block and whoever you shot. I don't care about your album and whenever it drops. I don't care about your past, if I did I would've had. I'm too busy lighting bro with a whole lot of hats. As far as this rap shit, I'm 10 steps ahead of niggas shooting backwards. Just for practice, ride or die, nigga hopping in your casket, about to go to hell with you.
blow the L with you. Tell the whole world I'm spitting, let them know the shell's hit you. I tell niggas quick, suck dick and get a Glock. My name ring bells like Sunday at 12 o'clock. I'm 7:30, buck 6:10, 11. You know me, slide my man, my joints stay below me. I rough ride and pop a fella for Rockefeller. Screaming,
what the fuck?
Spending mozzarella.
I know, Pop, you can't stand us with these cock them hammers. Running your crib, no prisoners. Pop your grandma, locked in the slammer? Nope, popped up in Atlanta. Cropped up in the dropper, popped up the antenna. Whoa, watch your manners when my veins pop like cannons. Like raindrops, you hear the thunder when I cock the cannon. Big things, big chains, ain't shit chains. Get brain in the 4.6 brain. Shit, man, switch lanes. Every time I hit switch lanes, bitch, slip, big cane. Flow with no cut, you take it in vain to the brain. Motherfuckers is nodding and throwing up, you know that. You don't want to owe that man, he'll hit you. Get the picture, Kodak man. Got a love for war, I don't floss no more. I just sit on my money till I'm above the law. How the fuck you gonna stop us with your measly asses? We don't stop at the toes, we got easy passes, nigga. Multiple cars and divas with D-classes. Iceberg sweat with IB on the Alaska.
Yeah,
shit.
What
the fuck?
You heard me? Put some more beat on that joint.
IV on the elastic. Oh, man. Reservoir Dogs, definitely a classic. I already know what it is. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. Getting it in, of course, got Jay Tech Guy in the building. Shout out to Miss Tasha B, wherever she may be. You know what I'm saying? And, it's been kind of an eventful week for me. You know, Sunday I was at the In Music We Trust concert hosted by Contessa Untamed featuring Jack Sparrow, Buck Rogers, H-Squid, Casper Knox. There was another female MC. I can't really remember her name, but, yo, her outfit was bananas, and she had other girls on stage popping and dropping. And, like, it was crazy. Like, I got the whole name I play on my Instagram. Shout out to Miss New Shoe, she was in the building. Shout out to Chase Baker. Shout out, of course, to H Squared. Shout out to DJ NO, Monet Mayweather. It was, like I said, it was definitely a live event. And then I got another one next week, next Friday, the 22nd, at the Space Palace, Brooklyn Black J Tech. I'll be in the building. Of course, Ellis Ashbrook, Louisiana Sun Kings, DJ Uncle Jazz on the ones and twos. You know, it's going to be a real live event, you know, but back to this quick little news story. Christopher Dorner, man, for those who haven't been keeping up, this guy, he's ex-Navy and ex-LAPD, and he was, let's say, he was kind of the disgruntled employee when the LAPD let him go. You know what I'm saying? He had this real crazy Facebook manifesto. You know what I'm saying? If you Google it, I know you'll find it. It's definitely circulated. Definitely, how they say nowadays, went viral. You know, and he's suspected of killing the LAPD captain and her fiance as payback for what he thought was corruption. And he also killed a L.A. County deputy, and he had what's believed to be, I should say, his last stand at a cabin up in California that burned down. And I say alleged last stand because they haven't found the body, and the body they found, they can't confirm whether it was Christopher Dorner or not. You know, so, and plus, if you see Christopher Dorner, he can really get away with looking like a lot of other people. You know what I'm saying? He has that, hey, all black guys look alike type of face. You know, and I'm a black dude. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that'll separate me and him is that I'm darker. You know, I'm glad I'm black and I'm in New York. But had I been in California, I might have to look over my shoulders and wear my name on my T-shirt or some shit. You know, but it's definitely a little crazy out in California. You know, Los Angeles, they're on their toes, especially cops and cops' families. You know, they all on the lookout. You know, Tech Guy, what you think?
I think it's crazy. You know, for one, and you know, did you say he was like an ex-Navy SEAL?
I don't know if he was a SEAL, but he was definitely in the Navy.
Like, well, until they find a body. I mean, they couldn't, how can they not be able to identify it?
Yeah, I don't know. But see, also, too, you know, because as per this manifesto that he had placed on Facebook, a lot of people see him as, not as a hero because, you know, he did take some innocence, you know, and that's still a legend. But, you know, they say he is the one that killed a couple of innocent people. But a lot of people see him as a hero because he fought back against the corruption, you know. I know it's condoning him killing those innocent people, but him fighting back and getting that one deputy and, you know, trying to make a statement because there was a whole lot of bullshit going on. And I guess that was one of the things where he was fired for.
Yeah, but, you know, you know, hero, like, innocent people are never supposed to be collateral damage. That's not a hero.
True. True, heroes actually protect are supposed to protect the innocent, so I'm with you on that one. And, yo, the Pope's retiring. Jim Jones gets a disorderly conduct charge where he's taken into custody because he has a warrant, wait for it, for not shoveling his driveway.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
That's what happens when you want to live amongst uppity white people. They have these crazy eccentric fucking rules. You gotta show, it's my driveway. If I shove my driveway, I can't get out. That's my problem.
No, but I mean, you know, I understand a fine, but how do you get a warrant for not shoveling your driveway?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's my driveway. If I don't shovel my driveway, who gotta worry about that? Me. People can't get to my house. Whose problem is that? Mine. Not my neighbors. Nothing. That's my problem. So why, like, why even a fine? It's not like I have mounds of garbage. Like, yo, it's fucking snow. One of these days it's going to rain and the shit's going to melt any fucking way.
True, true.
You know what I'm saying? What's the point?
I hear that.
But on a lighter. On a lighter note.
Yeah, hold on. Let me give you something on a lighter note. All right. We're just going to do a quick shout-out to Serena Williams for being the oldest woman to attain the number one ranking in tennis. She's 31. That's old in tennis years.
Nigga said old in tennis.
Yeah. that's old in athlete years, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, Michael Jordan is 50 and fat.
With a Hitler mustache.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's 31 and she's still there doing it like when she first started doing it. You know? She's still hungry. So, you know, we had to shout out the sister for, you know, still being hungry and still getting her. So that, she's number one.
Hey, that's what's up. And, yo, she look good. I don't, you know, 31, if that's old in tennis years, then fuck tennis. But
well, it don't apply to the rest of life, you know.
She's bad. But, you know, today is Jump Off Appreciation Day, Valentine's Day for the South.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, yo, one, anybody who took their girl to White Castle, because I've seen it all over the hood. Every White Castle was taking Valentine's Day reservations. And on my way home from work the other night, because in between the job site I was working in for me to get to Queens so I could get home, there's at least four White Castles. Ab, what's going down? And every White Castle had...
They were all sold out.
They were all packed. Like, they had Valentine's place cards and shit. Like, they went all out.
Yeah, I actually just found out that they do something like this, like, last year. But one of the dudes from the gym, that works in the gym, he told me he called, and every White Castle was sold out, like, before Valentine's Day, which I think is hysterical. It's not Red Lobster, people. It's White Castle.
Like, and I thought Red Lobster, you know,
it's
those famous ones, Red Lobster,
like,
and Olive Garden, Applebee's. Take that, like that right there was kind of like borderline.
Yeah, I know. That was as cheap as we go.
Yeah.
Oh, White Castle, my nigga.
If Valentine took you to White Castle, right? is it gonna be a good night?
Listen, we ain't gonna make it that far. The minute White Castle is even mentioned, it's a wrap. Listen, first of all, why you want to give somebody the BGs on Valentine's Day? Why you want to give somebody bubble guts? Because that's all them burgers is good for anyway, and I'm going to be hungry in another hour or so. So what's the fucking point? That's just real crazy. What I'm trying to figure out is since when did it become the hot shit in the street to make reservations? I'm curious as to what the reservations at White Castle, what does that entail? Do you get champagne glasses for your soda? Do they have
burgers
instead of square
shit.
Burgers?
So you got a place card at the table?
A place card at the table? What the
fuck? Like heart-shaped pickles on your burgers.
Yo, that's crazy.
You come in, Taekwondo party or two.
Why you had to bust out that real ethnic Taekwondo? Where you going with that, son? Where you going?
What, you want me to say Nazir or some shit? You know what I'm saying? And for the independent ladies, ooh, Shock Queens, you're part of your tune. You know, it could work either way. Doesn't matter. I said, if you go there, that's just borderline ghetto ratchet.
I'm sure there was some Juan Carlos's up in the building, too, though.
Oh. Oh, man.
Juan Carlos.
I tell you this much. Every White Castle from Hillside and Jamaica to Myrtle Avenue, there was definitely half people of what you say of Latin descent.
Well, you know what? On the flip side of us talking about people that got taken to White Castle, they're motherfuckers who are with somebody that has the means to take them somewhere more appropriate in consideration of the day, and they didn't get shit. They didn't get a gift. They didn't get a happy Valentine's
Day.
That's
because
they
were a jump off and they got
into things. They would have gladly taken the White Castle. That's not true. There are a lot of people who understand the concept of the heart and why it's given on Valentine's Day, so they don't celebrate it. It's actually a bullshit-ass holiday from the rip anyway. So there are people that, you know, like I said, they had the means to go somewhere decent and do something decent, but because of whom they with or whatever their situation is, you know, they opted not to. And there are plenty of people that would gladly have taken that White Castle reservation.
I just could not even be seen outside White Castle on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's just, I don't understand that. I'm going to have to call them up and find out exactly what makes White Castle so special on Valentine's Day.
Yo,
I'm curious.
Kenny G and shit, yo.
They stay open late. Like, McDonald's be closing up.
Nah, McDonald's over here is 24 hours.
But not all of them, not all of them.
And it falls right into jump-off day, so you can get your jump-off at like 11:30. By the time I hit a White Castle, 12 o'clock, so it falls right into her day, and she's going to feel special because you got her on the 14th.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's bullshit.
And then you got
this. Bullshit.
It's the 15th. It's jump-off day.
Listen,
she don't
if
know.
You, look, if you're a jump-off, then you shouldn't be expecting anything. No, stay in your lane. Know your position. Don't even look for nothing. You know, even if the nigga was like, yo, you got like, nah, just go ahead and do what you're going to do with your people. I'll catch you on the weekend or shit like that. You know what I mean? Why even do that to yourself? Knowing you would jump off and expecting wife privileges. Come on, man. You can't do that. You just can't do that. That makes no sense. That's defeating the purpose of your position. You know? Come on.
Exactly. 347-857-4302. I got one more to get into before we bring on our guest Apollonia. One more throwback, just to smooth things out. You know, they went a little hard in the beginning, pause. You know, we was kind of abrasive in the beginning, so I figured I'd just slow things down. You know, we got Ebb in the building now. You know, ladies in the building, female guests. I will just chill out a little bit. But we'll definitely be right back in a sec.
Now I don't.
My soul was weary.
Brooklyn Black on pregame radio. We got Eb in the building, of course. Jada Tech guy, and my guest at this time, Apollonia in the building. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Black. What's up? Hi, everybody. How you doing? Shout out to Brooklyn.
How you doing?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on tonight.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, this is your former introduction. Let the people know who you are, where you're coming from.
Hey, guys. My name is Apollonia. I'm a female artist up and coming from Long Island, New York. I'm out here just trying to hold it down, rep New York, and bring that good music back to New York, bring that shit back home.
That's what it is. So, how long have you been writing?
Well, I've been writing since I was a teenager, but, you know, throughout times with me, you know, going to school and working and personal, you know, trials and tribulations I've been through, you know, it kind of deterred me and it stopped me from writing when I was a teenager. But, like, within the last 3 years ago, I was once again inspired to get back into writing and taking the music more seriously and trying to push on my dreams and make a career out of it.
So what was it that reignited that spark? Like, what put that fire under your ass to say, yo, get back in the studio, get back to writing?
What made me get back to writing was, I want to say, like, 3 years ago, it was a blizzard, and me and a couple of my friends, we was at my house chilling out, drinking, you know, listen to some beats, just freestyling and writing. So I had wrote some shit, and they was like, yo, let's go to the studio after. Let's go lay that down and see how it sounds. And I went back, and I laid it down, and it was really, really good. And I pretty much, I kind of, like, outshined my homeboy on the track. So once I did that, and I knew I still had it in me with my writing skills, it just made me just want to push forward and go. Once I seen that I can still do it and I can burn a dude on the track, that gave me the motivation to do it even more.
Okay, so, you know, coming up, you know, Long Island, some of the, you know, the, you know, some of our listeners born at Bismarck Key, you know, we got a Flavor Plate and Public Enemy coming out of Long Island, you know. What were some of your influences coming up that made you really want to get into it?
A lot of my influences coming up, one of my favorite female artists and one of my major influences is MC Light. I look up to MC Light a lot, Little Kim, Foxy Brown, basically all the female MCs that went out there to, you know, put themselves out there to make something happen for themselves, because this industry and this game is really male dominated. So I really look up to basically all the females that actually went out there and made something out of it. But as far as my influences go, mostly MC Light, Little Kim, Foxy Brown, Yo-Yo. I'm really heavy, really, really heavy into the old school rap. So a lot of my influence came from my MCs from old school music.
Okay, now, and I said because I definitely seen that energy. For those who don't know, I've seen I've been performing over at the GS Media Showcase over at SOB's a few weeks ago. And her energy, like, she was just all over the place, not like, you know, some female artists, they just think they'll stay in one spot and just move their heads. And, you know, she was all over the place. She was getting into it, and she had that real vibrant energy. So my question is, when you're performing, like, what is it like? Do you just like blank everyone out and just go and do your thing, or is it that energy you feed off of them that gets you going? What is it that makes you shine on stage?
Well, what makes me shine on stage and what makes me, you know, do what I do is that what people don't understand is when you're out there and you're performing for your crowd, you have to entertain. It's not all about just standing there looking cute, looking dainty, moving your head back and forth and shaking your hips. You have to entertain and give the people what they want. You have to be able to keep the people's attention in their eye. And when you give a show, I know me, I want to give the best show. I want to give the best impression, because sometimes the first impression could be your last impression. And me, I love music so much, and I get into it so much of what I do. That's all I know how to do is to perform and to put on the show. Like, there's no point of doing it if you're not going to put your all into it. That's not entertainment, just standing there moving your head. Entertainment is bringing a delivery, bringing a style, bringing a swag, giving your audience eye attention, connecting with your audience. That's entertaining. So when I get into my entertaining in my zone, that's what I do. I just get into my entertaining thing and just go.
Now, with all of the females, especially up and coming underground, like your Roxy Blues, your Starker Lady Reds, your Lady G's, your Monique Stacks, your Persians. Like, how do you, and what do you do to keep yourself relevant and also separated from the rest of the pack? Like, what are you doing to make yourself stand out?
Well, what am I doing? One, to make myself stand out is that right now I have a crazy management team and promotion team. Shout out to Team Medina and the Cape Boys and the Cape Girls. We already have a crazy buzz and movement already, so we already standing out by doing that. What makes me stand out is that I'm running my own show. I don't my team, everything that's being done is being done by women. I don't have not one man conducting any of my business. Any business decisions that I make or do when it comes to my mix CD, down to the cover, down to the styling, down to a show, everything is only women's ideas and creativity. There is no men helping Apollonia get this going. So that's what makes me stand out, that I am self-made, that I'm not dependent on no guys or anyone else to help my career going. What makes me stand out is that I'm minding my business and I'm focusing on Apollonia. I'm not worried about what the other females are doing out there. Shout out to them and what they're doing. Good luck to everybody. I want everybody to succeed. But right now, for the most part, what makes me stand out is just me worried about what I'm doing. And the more that I focus on me and work on my project, that's what's going to help me stand out more, because I'm not worried about what the other ones are doing. I'm not following what they're doing. I'm not doing what they're doing or wearing what they're wearing or partying with where they're partying or hanging out where they're hanging out. Right now, I'm just focusing on myself. So when it is time to come out, they're going to be like, damn, that's where she been at. She been laying low. She been underground. Now she here. Sometimes it's all about just laying low, getting your music out there instead of being seen every 5 minutes. I don't have to be seen every 5 minutes. I don't have to do a showcasing every week. I don't have to be at a party every week to be seen. Right now it's about getting my music out there and getting my respect and being solidified as a female artist. After all that is done, what's going to make me stand out is when they're like, damn, this is her. This is what this is the one doing all of this. She looks like this, saying all of this. So that's what's going to make me stand out. Me just laying low till my project come out the Big Apple, and then letting it go from there.
All right, now your project, the Big Apple, this is what, your second mix CD, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what separates Big Apple from your first joint? What's the difference between, like, as far as your growth and as far as your style goes?
Well, my growth from the difference from the first mix CD, my first mix CD was a lot of original tracks on there, not too many cover songs. I had a lot of uppity beats. I had a few New York beats, a few down south beats. And like I said, it was my first mix CD. But this mix CD, The Big Apple, is basically based on a lot of New York tracks that I'm covering over. There's a major growth between my style, my vocabulary, my flow. A lot of things have changed. I've seen the growth between what I've recorded from last mix CD to this one. Just reading more, opening up my eyes more, being more open to what's going on in the world to help this project to be a lot more better than what the last one is, being that it was my first one, and being that I have a little bit more experience in the studio and writing more and having more beats and working with my creativity space. I just feel that, and I know that this one is going to be a lot better than the last one because of that and the growth.
All right. So we're going to get into one of your joints right now. You can tell us all about it. This is I Sitting Low. So tell us about who made the beat.
I Sitting Low. Okay, I Sitting Low was off my first mix CD. As you can tell, I Sitting Low, you know, it's about your eyes being low, smoking, drinking, partying, have a good time. This is my first song that I recorded off my mix CD, No Explanations. Guys, check it out. And check out the video on YouTube, I Sit in Love by Apollonia.
And that's what it is. And we'll be right back. 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black, Jada Tech Guy. Baltimore Sun's in the building as well. And Ev should be right back. And here it goes.
I sit low, low, low. I sit low, low. I
sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, I'm about to take the fucking dance floor. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sitting low, cause this bitch is toe up. Up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low cause this bitch is toe up. In the cameo for a little exposure. If I ain't the first, I'ma say I told ya. After I get a nut, I ain't gon' hold ya. But I can't funny ate the pussy like it's supposed to. If you want a better look, get a little closer. Staying on the grind, man, I'm looking for some more bucks. On some nerd shit, cappuccinos at Starbucks. Partying on VIP table, shaking my butt. With a bottle, fuck a cup, Hennessy straight up. Pass me another just so I can fucking fill it up. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm up in VIP smoking on something lethal. What? I'm half naked, usually I'm in on see-through. I came to with my people, then we all showstoppers. I don't see nothing but a table full of bottles. When we drink, I hope you know we drink it out the bottle. Thumbs up, chicks up and here full throttle. Paparazzi helping me remember this tomorrow. My rock star lifestyle, the haters wanna borrow. Rolling up ounces, that's a hater bitch's carno. All the fine niggas wanna have me in the combo. I have them all in trouble trying to lease me a condo. They all my timeline requesting me to follow. My daddy wore Buck D buying out the bondo. Bottles of rosé coming to the table pronto. Real rude boy spending bread, no hondo. My eyes sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. Team full of bitches and we looking like models. Waitress with the fat ass, we need more bottles. Do you know how much that costs? Listen here, shorty, I don't got time to be doing all the talking. 16 digits in my car and my wallet. It is what it is, the boss bitch is what I call it. If you ain't talking about shit, flush it down the toilet. Thinking what to drink, can't call it, might call it. All we wear was heels, no offense to Michael Jordan. Shiny shimmer on my legs, body looking flawless. Always smoking strong, that's a guarantee the coffin. Apollonia, cause the borders in your Georgia. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off them. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off them. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas, and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas, and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas, and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga, roll up. I sitting low, with my niggas, and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas, and we toe up.
Pre-game radio. This is your man, Brooklyn Black, 347-857-4302. Apollonia in the building. Y'all just heard I Sitting Low. And before I get my piece on it, Baltimore Sun, what's good, player?
What's good, family?
Chilling. What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling on my way home from work. But you know, I'm locked in the pre-game radio.
All right, that's what's up. Now, you know, we got the lovely Apollonia in the building, rep is Strong Island, New York, heavy.
No doubt.
Tell me, what did you think about that I Sitting Low joint?
When I was listening to it, it sounded like I could definitely like see that as like a get hype joint, like maybe like a little, you know, like a party in the club type of joint. For me, it was a little bit coming out the gate, it was a little bit too much cussing for me on that one. And I say this only because I went on Instagram earlier when you posted the joint and looked at the pictures. You know what I mean? So I kind of want to hear something like on the not necessarily on the sexy type of tip, but you know what I'm saying, on the smooth. It's, you know, I don't know if I can explain it the way I'm really thinking it.
You surprised such language came out of such a
yeah. But the flow, I mean, but the flow is definitely on point and everything like that. It just caught me a little off guard. You know what I mean?
Well, excuse me, but I just want to tell you thank you very much for taking the time out to listen, and thank you very much for you know, your criticism. I can take it. It's all good. A lot of people say that about me. They're like, wow, Ab, you look like that, but I don't expect for you to rap the way you do. It's, you know,
it's
kind of fading
my guard. It just caught me off guard, you know, for a minute and everything, but I'm back in the game.
But thank you for listening. Oh, like a lot of people say that. They're like, wow, you look like that and you rap that way. But don't get me wrong. I rap, I put on the show, but I'm I'm really a lady. I'm a girly girl. I love, you know, lip gloss and lollipops, even though I rap like that.
No doubt.
Jada Tech Guy, what was you thinking about it? Jada Tech Guy, you must be doing some tech work or something. All right, here's my thing on there. I definitely dug it, like the beat. I was definitely rocking with anyone who listens to Free Game Radio or listen to any show that I work on, All Bars Radio. They know the first thing I hear for is the beat, because the beat don't catch me. I don't want to hear the rest of the shit.
But
that track, I was definitely digging it, you know, and especially she was like, you know, Henny straight up, that's how I do it, you know, so therefore that is relatable.
Right.
You know, it's relatable. Hey, wait, she's with the fat ass. You know, that's relatable.
Man, we need more bottles. Bring that over here. Let's go.
You know, that's relatable. You know, so I dug it in. I'm with Baltimore saying, like, it catches off guard because when I saw you perform, I'm like, oh, she's about to do some nice, sweet shit. And then the beat dropped. I was like, oh, my God. Wow. But then I was like, yo, where's her management?
But see, that's what makes me stand out from the other female, because I'm different. You know, a lot of female, they do that dainty little thing. They swing back and forth like, no, it's time to put on. It's time to get up on that stage. It's time to put on. All that little dainty stuff go out the window. It's time to put on.
So let me know, who you rocking with now? Who's in your iPod?
In my iPod right now. Right now, Jewel's God Willing, that Nick CD, that shit right there, that's my shit. God Willing, that shit is winning. Meek Mills, Jadakiss, I'm a big Jadakiss fan. I still listen to Cuff Simon almost every day still when I'm in the gym. That's like one of my major playlists every morning when I go work out. Who else I have in there? I have French Montana, Rick Ross. So that's about it for right now. So I was like, on my everyday shit that I listen to. Of course, you know, I have a couple of down south artists I listen to, 2 Chainz, Jeezy. But right now on my iPod, Jadakiss, Jewel Santana, and Meek Mills.
Okay. So, with, you know, that's a pretty diverse library, and on top of your influences, you know, who would you be looking forward to, like, if you did a collab with this person, would be the pinnacle of your career?
You know, it's so funny. I don't know. I think about that almost every day. Like, I think about who, it's people I would love to do collabos with. Like, I would love to do a song with Jadakiss. I love to do a song with Jewel Santana as well. I like to do a song with 2 Chainz, because 2 Chainz got that bounce. You know, it's time to get the party amp and get it going. I could rock with 2 Chainz on that one. I mean, like, I don't know, like, I'm a worldly person. I'm an army brat. So
okay.
I've been exposed to a lot. I've been exposed to a lot. And I've been around a lot of different people. I travel a lot, too, as well. So I guess, you know, from seeing things and being around things, this is where the open of the selection of music that I choose to listen to comes from. Because I have family in the South as well.
All right. Now, of course, you got the people that you know, you will work with. Now, who's out now? Like, if they came, like, hey, I want to do a track with you, be like, nah.
Huh?
I said, you know, because everybody got, you know, let's be for real here. There's some stuff that's flying through mainstream that shouldn't be.
Okay.
So if, say if one of those artists coming through with that bubblegum bullshit, came like, hey, I want to do a track with you. What's the love would be like? Nah, I couldn't. You wouldn't see yourself doing the track with.
Oh my God! Why y'all put me on the spot?
I told you we pull no punches here. Like we.
Oh my God! I guess this is part of being in this life, huh? Damn, you gonna really put me out there? Who would it be? It's a couple, but I don't want to offend anybody. I don't, you know, because everybody,
Would you do a track with, let's see, would you do a track with Trinidad James?
For the marketing and the promotion, the business-wise, because he's booming right now? Yes, for right now.
All right, so would you do a track with Chief Keef?
No.
Nicki Minaj.
If she come back to the real hip hop and not the pop. If Nicki come back to hip hop, I'd love to, but I don't want to do nothing pop. I'm straight hip hop. But if Nicki come back like on some street shit, hell yeah! Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Hell yeah.
Okay. So see now, you know, get into it. That's not putting you on the spot. Just hey, I'm the one throwing the names out there. So if anything, they come see me.
Right.
All right. Tell me about this hot shit you got going.
That's my Big Apple freestyle. I call it hot shit. Just talking a lot of different shit about me, my team, me just grinding and promoting my mix CD, the Big Apple, that's about to drop this winter. It's about to drop actually next week on the 23rd.
Okay. So let's check it out. Hot Shit Freestyle off the Big Apple Project coming out February 23rd. And we'll be right back. 347-857-4302. You already know it's Free Game Radio.
They up on me. Short attention span, cause y'all bitches is boring. I don't know what the fuck y'all want from me. To say I'm cute as hell in good company. Bad as fuck and I'm sucker free. My shoe boot game be up to speed. Excuse me, do I know you hold up? Let me light this L first. Just watch what you say, cause my tongue's with no filter. You know I'm a problem and didn't see it coming. I just played my park, roll up this block and got high with the ceiling. 6 inches on couches, pussy wetter than water.
early game radio, you may have Brooklyn Black back in the building, 347-857-4302. We got Apollonia here chopping it up with us, chilling, comfortable, repping Strong Island heavy. Ed, what did you think of that Hot Shit freestyle?
I like it. What I like, who produced that?
I took that from the Kanye Mercy beat. That's Kanye's part I cut out and took.
Because you know what, it reminds me of for a minute what popped in my head was like Jigga what, Jigga who?
Oh
that's
wow,
that's what it reminded
it.
Me of. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
That shows how much Eb is not listening to new hip hop.
Yo, really, I gotta be honest with you, Apple. I don't listen to the shit. I just mm-hmm. don't. When you said that one of your influences was MC Light, I was like, I already liked you after that. Your shit could have been whack, and I would have been like, I like it. Because that's real hip hop to me. That's that old school shit, and it's not so much because new old school is better than new school. It's the quality of the music. It's the quality
right.
of shit right now. It's right. shit right now, and I just don't even, I don't listen to it. I don't watch the videos. I don't even really listen to the radio no more because I'm tired of hearing the same four songs for the fucking hour in between them talking bullshit. So I don't
right.
even listen to it. Real talk. I don't even listen to it. Once Mr. Magic died, it was a wrap for me. I don't want to hear nothing now. Drake and
right.
all that other shit. Lil Wayne. I don't like that skinny jean music. I just don't.
Yeah.
So I like your track. I like your track. That you
thank
you
very
hard.
Much.
You was hard. It was hard.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, but I got to tell you though, how many tracks you sent to Black? How many tracks we listened to?
I got three.
You
got
three.
And that was number two. All
right. But the first one, I'm having some technical difficulties with my phone.
Don't worry. I'll play it back. I'm playing it back.
I'm not 4G yet. I'm still BlackBerry 3G. But I'm old school in every fucking thing. All right, so all right, that was number two. All right, let's check number three.
Baltimore, sir, what you think about it?
Yo, first off, I gotta laugh at Ed with the skinny jean music. I like that. I like that.
What's
term.
Up, Baltimore, son? I didn't know you was on the line. What's up, baby?
You must be having the technical difficulties and everything. You got 4G that up, but Apollonia, you definitely went in on that joint.
Thank you.
That's like one of those charged up type of joints where you just put it on, just play it back a couple times. So yeah, I'm definitely digging that joint right there.
Thank you very much for listening.
Now I actually seen her perform this one, and she was just rocking. And once that beat sped up, that doo doo doo, oh! And that's how I was like, yo, I gotta get on the show.
That's what's up.
Like,
thank you very much,
definitely, man. Definitely, like, rocked that whole shit out. So,
and I was the only female that night.
Yeah, she was the only female that night. And the funny thing was, there's supposed to be another female, but due to, I guess, how track was working or whatever that night, she couldn't make it. So, Apollonia actually ended up holding it down for the ladies. It was definitely a good look because there's a whole bunch of other.
Shout out to the ladies. Also, shout out to DJ Exotic Mommy for hosting and holding it down too as well.
Yes, Exotic Mommy, Extreme 104 FM Radio, GX
yes.
Media.
Mr. Doing It Big, shout out to Mr. Doing It Big over there.
definitely, it was definitely a good turnout. If you missed the show, sorry, but Apollonia, so you got Big Apple coming up. When's the actual full studio album? Is that something in the works, or are you just trying to get just the mixtapes out?
Well, right now, I figure part of my, what my planning is, trying to get myself solidified, so I'm putting out mixtapes covering, New York tracks, for one, for myself to solidify myself as a New York artist. But after this mix CD, I'm going to work on more mix CDs, but I'm going to try to also work on some singles to put out as well.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
When all is said and done, you done went in the booth for the last time, you done rocked your last face, shot your last video, and say, hey, maybe we're pretty good. We're having some of the best MC discussions. Apollonia comes up. what would be the one thing that you want to be synonymous with your music, your brand?
That as an artist, as a female, you know, she did what she had to do and she was respectable about her music. She always was humble, always loved her fans, always was there for the people. Like, I believe in taking care of the people that take care of you, and that's your fans, because without your fans, you're nothing. So you have to make sure your fans are okay. And I always want to be known for Apollonia, always making sure her fans are happy and she's doing what she has to do to put out good music for the people, because it's not about me no more. You know, once I start putting myself out there making music, it's not about the music I want to make. It's about the music that the people love. And I want to be known for making music that's relatable, music that's healing, understandable. And I also want it to be to where I'm uplifting other women to follow their dreams. So with all that in a nutshell, I just want to be remembered as a woman that went hard for the women out here, to remember that no matter what you go through in life, it can happen for you if you just believe in yourself.
So what would you say to the next Apollonia right now trying to write? What advice would you give about the industry, the game, being a female in it?
Well, being a female in it, I'm still kind of new and I'm learning myself. So I would just tell her, just make sure, you know, she has to stay respected, stay on her grind. Don't let anyone deter you and tell you what you can't do, because that's what they want you to believe, so you don't do it. Believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself first or invest in yourself, no one else will. So you can't get someone to believe in you or go harder for you to help you with your career if you're not going harder for yourself. If you don't go hard, you can't expect for no one else to go hard. If you don't believe in yourself, you can't expect for no one else to believe in yourself, to believe in you. Also believe that you can do things and get things done without, degrading yourself. Because if you believe in yourself, you don't have to degrade yourself to get certain things done. Also, just stay in focus and just staying away from negative, anything negative. That's what I do. Anything negative, any negative energy, anything subliminal that gets thrown towards me, because I get it. I'm a female. I get subliminals, social networks. People say stuff all the time, but you got to ignore that shit. So if you ignore all that bullshit, you'll be very successful.
Definitely, definitely. We're going to get into the next joint, Do Like It, just because Ab couldn't grasp the whole thing. We're going to run back, I say, a little. But tell us about Do Like.
Do Like, basically, I did over Chief Keef's beat, Don't Like, but I made it to what I do like. So instead of saying what I don't like, I named all the stuff I do like. And I kind of like split it in half with 2 Chainz Riot song. So half of it is the Chief Keef beat, Don't Like, and the other half is 2 Chainz' Riot beat, but I made it my own little twist.
All right, so we're going to get into it. We got Apollonia in the building, chopping it up, 347-857-4302. It's pregame radio. Here we go, Do Like. And like I said, I'm going to run back. I'll say hello just to add. Happy jump off day, everybody. And we'll be right back.
Jump chop on the beat.
On light. On light. Jimmy, baby. Jimmy, baby. On light. On light. Stop, baby. Stop, baby. Stop, baby. No, you're wrong, baby. No, you're wrong. Fake niggas.
Yeah. Farming cars and padded arms. That's that shit I do like. White on white. Uncle Ben's when I'm eating out my food. Life, new hands, dudes, new stands, dude. I shine more than jam, do. Smoke more than bamboo. Light it up like a candle. A rich nigga, I do like. Hennessy with no ice. Nigga, about that true life. Yeah, that's the shit that I do like. Never been a hater or a faker. That's my blueprint. Drinking on hollering 2 pieces and I'm shooting. Blowing on exotic weed. My shade's name is Lewis. That's the shit that I do. When I'm riding with my boo bitch, that's the shit that I do like. That's the shit that I do like. When we staring in the mirror, fucking in the new high. That's what I do like. Sex early in the morning. That's what you would like. My apple or my morning. My hair long, my heels high. You bitches lose on this rhyme. Just sit back and sit tight while bus speakers and I blow pipes. Y'all like. Can book me a flight to Paris.
the stat, you wanna be where I'm at.
That's right.
I be
right.
In the trap, in the stew, cooking crack. These bitches ain't on my radar, but I still say, hey, what's up, hey, y'all. Wash all of that hate off, or start with all of that fake love, y'all. Y'all bitches be quiet, don't ask me no questions. Like where I be going shopping, or who I be sexing. My eyes, body, they follow. They wanna see me naked. I keep the man out all night. I send a broke home with no paycheck. My hurt bear, their gear on. When I walk my ass, in a thong song. I gotta go win more with a swag more laid back than cornrow. If it ain't my bad, it's your wrong, though. I fuck this like I'm a porn star. Take over the bedroom, go guard. Run out of his ass like a phone call. They think this shit can happen. They rap swag with a half assin'. I'm taking the crown, I'm not asking. They better salute when they see your bitch casting. Salute.
I sit low, low, low. I sit low. I sit low, low, low. I sit low, low, low. I sit low, low, low. I sit low, I'm about to take the fucking dance floor. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sit low, cause this bitch is toe up. Up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low cause this bitch is toe up. In the cameo for a little exposure. If I ain't the first, I'ma say I told ya. After I get a nut, I ain't gon' hold ya. But I can't funny ate the pussy like it's supposed to. If you want a better look, get a little closer. Staying on the grind, man, I'm looking for some more bucks. On some nerd shit, cappuccinos at Starbucks. Partying on VIP table, shaking my butt. With a bottle, fuck a cup, Hennessy straight up. Pass me another just so I can fucking fill it up. I sit low, low, low. I sit low, low, low. I sit low cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I sit low cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm up in VIP smoking on something lethal. What? I'm half naked, usually I'm in on see-through. I came to with my people, then we all showstoppers. I don't see nothing but a table full of bottles. When we drink, I hope you know we drink it out the bottle. Thumbs up, chicks up and here full throttle. Paparazzi helping me remember this tomorrow. My rock star lifestyle, the haters wanna borrow. Rolling up ounces, that's the hater bitch's carno. All the fly niggas wanna have me in the combo. I have them all in trouble trying to lease me a condo. They all my timeline requesting me to follow. My daddy wore Buck T buying out the bondo. Bottles of rosé coming to the table pronto. Real rude boy spending bread, no hondo. My eyes sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitch is toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. Team for the bitches and we looking like models. Waitress with the fat ass, we need more bottles. Do you know how much that costs? Listen here, shorty, I don't got time to be doing all the talking. 16 digits in my car and my wallet. It is what it is, the boss bitch is what I call it. If you ain't talking about shit, flush it down the toilet. Thinking what's a drink, can't call it, might call it. All we wear was heels, no offense to Michael Jordan. Shiny shimmer on my legs, body looking flawless. Always smoking strong, that's a guarantee to coffin. Apollonia, cause the borders in your Georgia. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off him. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off him. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up. I sit low, cause the bitch is toe up. I sit low with my niggas and we toe up.
Wait a minute,
wait a minute, yo, stop the music. It's your girl, Miss New Shoes, and I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio with my boy, Brooklyn Black Lady, still on Ebb, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
Yeah, Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302, Apollonia in the building. Ebb, what you think about Do Like?
Yo, when she said she sounded more like jam than jam, yo, that shit had me cracking up.
The girls get it.
dudes don't understand, but jam was the shit you used to use to smooth down your hair. Smooth down your hair, and she used to smell real good, like you could eat that. That shit was hot. I do like.
Thank you.
I do like that. That was hot.
Thank you.
I say hello.
Yeah, that reminded me of like back in the days. Me and my girls used to have ladies' night every Friday night, and we would get together. We would we would cook, we would play spades, we would drink.
Wow, I still do that.
Yeah,
wow, that's crazy. Me and my girls, we still do that to this day. Oh my goodness, and I'm cook. They make me cook.
That's what's up. That's how we used to do it, you know. But my girl, shout out Charlene down in VA right now, and my other girl Nick out there in Albany. That's how we used to do. Word up. So that kind of reminded me. That put me in the mind of that, because we were the types that we would be riding around drunk, high, with open bottles, rolling weed, all types of shit like that, going 90 miles an hour on FDR. So that shit definitely put me in mind of that. I like both of those tracks. I like
Thank
all
you.
Three of your songs. That those are
Thank
hot.
You. Thank
That's
you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Baltimore Sun, your thoughts on Do Like?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it.
Thank you.
I like how you switched it up, the beat, then came even harder. You know what I mean? It could have easily been the end of the joint, but you just came in and gave us some more. So I'm feeling it, and this coming from a dude that only really listened to boom bap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow,
that's really pretty much all I listen to. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? I definitely feel I feel your flow. I love the voice, and yeah, I'm rocking with you.
Thank you, guys. I really thank you, guys. I really appreciate that realness with all you guys. Thank you very much. All
right, we got Jay the Tech Guy finally out of the computer lab, but he heard everything. Jay, what's up about that?
I was feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Smooth delivery and all that. It was nice, refreshing. You know?
Thank you.
Ed was right. I didn't really know what jam was, but now she cleared that up. You know? But no, that was definitely good. I'm looking to hear some more.
Thank you. Well, my product should be coming out soon, The Big Apple. I'm also on Mr. WDIB mixtape with Tornado Gang and Desert Storm. That's out now. You can check that on datpiff.com. And the new mixtape should be dropping next week. And I'm having my mix CD release party next week, the 23rd at Amnesia. So if you guys want to come out and have a drink and shake out with me, you guys are more than welcome to come out to Amnesia on the 23rd.
All right, so check out Amnesia on the 23rd. Apollonia mixtape release party. Big Apple. You already know what it does. You want to give any shout-outs?
Yes, thank you so much. First of all, I want to shout out you guys for giving me the opportunity to be listened to through, you know, your fan base. Thank all you guys so much, and for your criticism, everything, the support you gave for me tonight. I want to shout out Team Medina, the Cake Boys, Honey Block, the Cake Girls, Long Island, Brooklyn, L.I. to N.Y., I mean, just everybody that's there supporting Apollonia and my movement and what I'm doing, and everyone that believes in me, just thank you, everyone, for the love and support. It really means a lot.
All right, and shout-out to Sheila Cohen out of Manchester. I believe that's England, so we got the U.K. in the building. Definitely
shout-out to
West.
England. Shout-out to England.
They're definitely feeling Apollonia. So I like the track, and she thanked me for playing Sitting Low again for the second time. So that was definitely her favorite.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for listening, England.
So let the people know where they can catch up with you, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff.
All right, guys, if y'all want to holler at me or chat with me, you can holler at me on Facebook at Apollonia Evans. Apollonia is APPLELONIA, Evans, EVANS. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's the same thing as Apollonia. The spelling is the same. It's APPLELONIA. Follow me and I'll follow back. I'm out to Hollywood. And I talk to people on Twitter, too, so you can talk to me.
Awesome. Now, Apollonia, is that your government or was there something behind that? Like, how did you come up with that name?
How did I come up with Apollonia? Well, before I started doing music, I used to do music videos. I modeled. And when I was modeling, I had the name Apollonia. Where I came up with that from was from, of course, you know, Prince Girl from Purple Rain. I figured Apollonia, she's bad. I'm bad, too. I'm just going to take the name and switch it and make it Apple, like my apple, and I'm going to make it work and make it go from there. And plus, it means beautiful goddess as well. It has a meaning behind it. It means beautiful goddess as well.
All right. So definitely got Apollonia in the building, repping Long Island. She definitely held it down. All her joints were still. Please definitely check with her on Twitter. But as always, pregame radio fashion is customary for featured artists. You know, gives a little something off the top. You know, now Ev has put aside a certain amount of guidelines, you know, that should be adhered to just so we know you're spitting off the top. So, Ev, whenever you're ready, please remind Ms. Apollonia about the guidelines for freestyle.
Okay, Apollonia, the guidelines basically is that you mention something current that's going on. It could be news, videos, the Grammys, anything that's current that we know about. You could even mention Black, you could mention pregame, anything of that nature, so we know that while it could be hot, it's hot off the top of your head and not hot from off the top of your head 2 years ago.
Okay.
All right. So whenever,
you're ready,
just go ahead.
Okay.
30 seconds, go.
Back to what my thought was. I get more high when I roll buzz. Ill out here, these streets. I'm killing suckers on these beats. I go hard so I shine. I cut up like coke blinds. Heard about a lot of niggas pissed off, cause I'm me, not y'all. Every day I wake up, I grind and I hustle. I'm married to the music, and I swear that we a couple. I can move in a room full of hustlers, gangsters, and dealers. Loud pack, ounce sack, I'm rolling in a swisher. It's Apple in the scene, and I'm caught up in the moment. Cause I get hot, I sit tight. Black, yo, is it on right? Cause I do me. Ooh, free, hon, jewelry. Local breeze got local needs, and them hoes can't fuck with me. Local breeze got local needs, them kids can't fuck with me. Ev, yeah, she said she like my track. She said she like my shit. I know my shit ain't wet. Yo, Black, I want to come up there. I want to come back and spit some shit. Come back and spit some shit. Black, yo, have me come back. Them hoes, they saying I'm whack. Black men, bitch, I saying I'm whack. These hoes, they can't call me back. These hoes, they ain't gonna hold me back. These hoes, I spit fire crack. These hoes, they can't hold me back. I spit fire crack. These hoes, they say I'm whacking. These hoes, they smell like ass.
I'm gonna keep it real with y'all.
I'm not the best freestyler. I'm keeping it 100 with y'all.
Yeah,
I'm not the best freestyler.
We had an artist on the show last week, and he swore up and down that people were comparing him to Guru. They were saying he was like Guru, rest in peace. Oh man, let me tell you something. You just put him to shame. Whether you think you the best freestyler or not, you just really shitting on his whole thing right now. So
are you serious?
The good thing about this is that it's always room to grow, and you definitely gonna get up there. You definitely gonna be a great freestyler. I already see that.
Thank you very much. Just once again, like I would tell a girl, I gotta keep believing in myself and keep working and keep pushing. All you can do is keep getting better. If you ain't gonna get better, there's no point in doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you guys so much.
The
woman to woman, thank you.
Thank you for rocking with us, coming through.
Thanks, Black.
Whenever you got new stuff or you just want to call up and say hi, You know what I'm saying? You're more than welcome to, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to...
I would definitely like you to come to for the ladies' night. When the next ladies' night we have, which is where just the ladies are pregame, we host a show, we take over.
I would definitely love to
have you back. And Black, you know what you got to play after this, right?
What I got to play after this?
Son? You know what you got to play after this, Black.
What I got to play, son?
You got to play some MC Light. Don't even play yourself.
Yes.
You got to play.
You know what? I could spend some light for the ladies. Baltimore,
Black, make sure you set that up for me to come up there with the ladies for ladies' night.
Yes,
you got to set that up.
We can definitely get it done. Of course, you know, my people will get in contact with your people. And
okay.
We definitely get it going. But, matter of fact, I'm going to take it real, real back. I'm talking early 80s light. I think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Pre-game
radio. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Come on.
Pre-game radio. 3478-574-302. Apollonia in the building. And we'll be right back.
When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. It goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze back out of five. Don't you even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you, like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin. Girl, to try to play a man out, I take the money and the gains and break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama sold my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Fucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off, grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch till the third or fourth date, and then maybe your kiss on the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete, and then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, check it out. DJ K Rock in the place to be.
Go, 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 go If your girl's out of place, it's your girl I slap. And if you're dumb, you ask why. I am from bed, do or die. MC Light, Light DMC. I got a brother and his name's Milk D. Milk is chillin', Light is chillin'. What more can I say? Cop villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you bite a rhyme if you dare? I get the paper so I don't care. My contributions to this jam is confusing because I am Milk D, said it all the way. The super easy body MC, okay. Yes, I'm down, down by law. I get the fellas out on the floor. Milk is D, down is he. Super at the top is where we'll be. The place was packed when we toured. Girl, come in, you won't be bored. Milk is chilling, Light is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, and since you understood, would you do a dance, dance the two? If you could dance, it's easy to do. This dance is on and on and on. Dance until your breath is gone. I am the Light. L-Y-L-L-Y-T-E. I am the Light.
Do you understand the metaphoric phrase light as a rock? It's explaining how heavy the young lady is. You know what I'm saying, King?
Yes, my brother. But I would consider light as a rock a simile because of the usage of the word as. And now, directly from the planet of Brooklyn, MC Light as a rock.
I say it again, I said it before. Move out the way when I'm coming through the door. Me, heavy, as light as a rock. Guys watch, even some of the girls clock. Step back, it ain't that type of party. No reply if you ain't somebody. Get out my face, don't want to hear no more. If you hate rejection, don't try to score. First base, you ain't got what it takes. Your smile, your wink, your big face flake. You're so pathetic, you make my stomach turn. You beg, you borrow, now you have to learn. I am the light. A rock, or I could say a boulder, rolling down your neck, pounding on your shoulders. Never shall I be an MC called a wannabe. I am the Light, L-Y-T. This is the way it is, don't ever forget. Hear the rhyme someone else and you know they've been all in the way, just little obstacles. Chew them up, spit them out, just like popsicles. Brothers out of my way, we're not on the same wavelength. I show stability, potential, and strength. On the other hand, you are weak and unruly. Can never be a spot because you're just a plain student. I am the Light, I'm a slave to the rhythm. Death rhymes on the microphone is what I'm giving. Yes, I am a rock and you are just a pebble. Milk, turn up the bass and rock are just a level. Cause a rap can paint 1,000 words and I can paint 1,000,000. Wait, Light is capable of painting up 1,000,000,000 raps. And when I say it, this is what I mean. 4002 and the Alliance on the scene. And I'd like to say what's up to my producer, King of Chill. Party people, are you ready? Jam if you will. Never underestimate Light DMC. I am a rapper who is here to make things the way they're meant to be. The word ultimate, I'm here to take the title. But I had a little trouble, launch my rubber. But I got rid of those who try to rock me. Light is here, no one can stop me. I am the Light. We also have hip-hoppers that follow. By the tone of my voice, you can tell I am a scholar. I'm also the leader of the hip-hop followers. Now get this, I'm at a gym and I'm rocking it. Suckers like a checkerboard, red, black, and clocking it. The graces I ease across the stage. Bars around the audience, sort of like a cage. They laugh, cause they assume I'm in prison. But in reality, they're locked in. Once again, I'll say that I can't be stopped. Cause yo, I am as light as rock.
Pre-game radio back in the building, 347-857-4302. At Baltimore Sun, Jen Tech, and of course Apollonia in the building. I just had to, you know, I started one track, I just had to do another one and another one.
Yo, son, you know what? To this day, and not for nothing, but to this day, that Audio 2 track is still, that beat is one of the hardest beats that stood up to time.
Yeah.
Even right now, yo, you put that shit on, and I guarantee you, if it's anybody out there from Brooklyn or anybody that's in the old school hip hop, they will be the fuck up dance, and they will lose their mind behind that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Excuse me.
But look, I got a confession. I got a confession.
What's up,
confession?
Somebody tried to take you out to White Castle for Valentine's Day?
Nah, son, you know I was Valentine's on this day, but that's all right. Check it out, though, real talk. So you know that I really don't listen to the radio, but occasionally in the morning, I put the radio on, you know, to get my daughter hype, to go to school, get her up, get her moving around. And I can't front. The other day I was in here, and they played that song, Dance, That Make Her Dance. Yo, I can't front, son. My left, my right cheek started twerking. I was almost saying that shit. I needed to confess that, though, because, like I said, you know I don't listen to that music, but for a minute that shit had me.
She was 25% twerking off of Bands and Make a Dance.
Yo, I don't even like that shit, though. That shit is like, did y'all really make that? Now, I understand making music geared towards, you know, our exotic dancers. Okay, I don't want to call them strippers. I want to call them exotic dancers. So I understand making music like that, but that shit is just strictly about chicks twerking their ass, yo, and I got caught up in that shit. That's not me. You know that. That's not me. But I felt the need to confess, so I feel better now.
347-857-4302. A few minutes left in the show. A few minutes left in jump-off day. And since I got male and female here on the panel, you know, shout out to our special guest Apollonia holding it down. Who's more synonymous for having the jump offs? Is it men or is it women? And who actually plays off? Who actually plays it off? As far as tense situations with jump offs in the main, would it be the men or would it be the women?
Well, I would say, you know what? I would say it's an equal amount. It's just that men, unfortunately, have the tendency to get more caught up in their shit. See, with women, we have no problem detaching ourselves from a dude emotionally real quick. It's like, you know, a snap of fingers, and we people are like, oh, hell no, fuck this nigga, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But dudes, you know, you get a chick and you get some dudes, you know, especially those that were raised by women and, you know, been around a lot of women, they'll see a chick crying and, you know, they'll feel bad and they'll just keep going along with the shit. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I'm still, you know, getting my extra pussy, so it's, you know what I mean? Fuck it. I'll just keep fucking with the bitch until whenever. And
right.
So, and that attitude, 9 times out of 10, is what will get you caught, because the longer you keep fucking with a chick that's emotionally unstable, the more likely it is that she's going to blow your shit up to your main chick.
Right.
You know, so I got to say that it's an equal amount. Women just know, we just know how to do our shit better, that's all.
Right. I agree with that.
I would definitely say women, because you have a man walking through the shopping area with his main, and he see a jump off, he'll be sweating bullets. Talk about your hoes, you know what I mean? Hoes, you know, she don't come with me. And the man already knows something's up. Now, a woman should be walking her main through, see a jump off, and look right past him like it was nothing. And then the dude will be like, yo, what the fuck? But
Nah. That's a corny chick. A corny chick will do that shit. A real motherfucker like myself, I'm going to introduce dude to my jumbo. Hey, there you go. Well, come here. I want you to meet somebody real quick.
Hello.
No.
That's what a thorough motherfucker does. All right? That's what we do. We, instead of, and see, like you guys, you see a chick coming, and you do everything you can to strain your eyes until they all the way on the other side of your head to watch this chick. We see a good dude. We see a handsome dude come or something. We'll be like, hey, don't he look like so-and-so? The dude
right.
Who gets you to look at the dude we looking at? So y'all just whack with y'all shit. That's all.
Oh, man. That
very
is
sloppy. You guys are very sloppy. The main problem with you guys is y'all treat y'all give y'all side girls and you give them privileges. You give wifey privileges.
Side girls, you treat them like side girls. That's why they get crazy. Because your side girls, you're supposed to be winding and dining them, taking them out like that. We start winding and dining them and buying them certain things and spending certain little quality time with them. They start to eventually think they could become that main girl, meaning knowing damn well you really have no intentions on making that girl the main girl. But y'all feed them lies and you give them wifey privileges and you do wifey behavior with them side chicks. That's why they be acting stupid. Stop giving them side chicks wifey privileges and wifey behavior, and they would act up. Treat them like a side chick.
You know what? I'm 100% with you on that. You know, because if she comes over at night, she spends the night, she swears she's wifey. She comes over, she needs a family member, she swears she's in there. It could be a cousin, a nephew, a brother, whatever. She needs family, she swears she's in there. So, fellas, you got to abide by the rule. In after sundown, out before sunrise.
First of all, that's your first mistake. Why you got to jump off coming to your crib?
Right. She ain't supposed to know where you live at. She ain't supposed to know what your home setting is like. Jump off, don't come to your house. Jump off, get hotels. You know,
that's
right. Hotels.
Sometimes niggas ain't got it like that. So when they ain't got it.
Well, then if you ain't got it, then guess what? You don't get it. Period.
Hey,
right. You take the jump off to the short stay. Period.
See, and that's why she's a jump off. See, and that's why she's a jump off. Because she's letting you treat her like a jump off.
Jump off your White Castle. She get the candy from the dollar store. That's, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, y'all 100% right. If she's up a bit, she should be in a hotel. She shouldn't be in the home because also, too, once she comes into the home setting, like, that also kind of sparks the whole idea. It could happen.
Right.
But like I said, you know.
Nah, real talk, jump off shouldn't get, they don't get candy from the dollar store. They don't get White Castle. Listen, bitch, eat before you meet me.
Yeah.
All right? They don't get nothing. If the person jump off is just for extra physical activity, then that's all that happens.
That's physical activity.
No food, no eating, no movies, no going out, no meeting one of your friends. None of that. None of that.
No cuddling. Get dressed. Let's go. Bye.
You just don't do it.
But then you start spooning with the girl. You can't spoon with her after you jump off. You start spooning with her. You start cuddling and rubbing her back and falling asleep, waking up with each other drool. Like, then she starts thinking that it's a possibility it's about to happen.
Right, right.
Really?
Oh, no. She said this. Wake up each other drool. Oh, man.
Right, spooning and shit afterwards.
All right, man, we are pretty much at the end of the show. You know, time flies when you're doing some good, epic shit and having fun, of course. I want to once again thank Akalori for hitting the spot. I want to thank Baltimore Sun, Jada Tech Guy, Ev, of course, always holding me down, being my co-pilot, being, you know, just here for pregame radio.
I'm the wingman, son. I'm the wingman.
Tomorrow I will be at the Tyree Grand Lodge Ladies Night Dance going down at the Latino Pastoral Action Center in the Bronx on West 170th Street. So I'll definitely be in the building. I don't know. DJ Ed might come off a little bit tomorrow night, but, you know, we'll definitely be posted via Twitter, Facebook, and all that. And as per request, Ladies Night will be coming back, so definitely keep up with us on Twitter, at @BrooklynBlackPregame_radio. And, of course, with me on Facebook, I'll definitely make the announcement through one of those avenues exactly when Ladies Night will be back, because obviously the ladies want to kick me out and run shit. You know? And also, I'll be bringing spoken word back to Apollonia. If you dabble with the poetry, you know, you're more than welcome for that also.
Okay. Thank you.
And as always, you know, I just want to say, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clan. Apollonia F, this has dropped some jewels for y'all. Hope y'all paid attention. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive, man. If, you know your limitations. You know, they're supposed to, of course, sky's the limit, but not when it comes to partner, you know.
Man.
Know your limit. Hold yourself down. All right? And we'll definitely be back on the next go-round. And I think in closing, since Ev didn't know where I got that beat from, I'm going to show – I'm going to – You know, I'm going to play the original, you know, Kanye West Mercy joint. But before I go, Baltimore Sun, anything you want to say before we get about it?
I just want to say, you know what I mean, it was a pleasure as always. Y'all know how we do. Check out thesunzone.com. That's S-O-N. And make sure you go to that piff and download Be More to France mixtape. Nothing but 17 tracks of hip-hop boom bap. We took it from Be More to France. You know what I mean? Love pregame radio as always. And shout out to Apollonia.
Yeah, thank you very
much.
Yeah, Baltimore, follow me. I'll follow you back on Instagram and Twitter. Holler at me. I'll follow you back.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Jay the Tech Guy, before we go, what's up? Jay Tech Guy, you know, went back down to the computer lab. All right, it is what it is. We catch you on the next pregame. Like I said, everybody, be safe. And if you guys out in Cali, if they ain't catch that doing to do so, be safe, especially if you LAPD affiliated.
Yo, son, wait, hold up. One more thing. I want to definitely give a shout out to Long Island. We definitely got family out there. Shout out to the Harvey family out in Glen Cove, Long Island. Y'all definitely got somebody that's representing y'all to the fullest, making good music. I want to thank you, Apollonia. You definitely you're definitely someone who other young ladies coming up should aspire to be like, and really, because you're coming with that serious music, you're coming with that real hip hop. I appreciate that about you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ed. Thank you.
All right, so we about to get up out of here. You guys have a safe one. I'm about to make sure my eyes start sitting low. Absolutely, I'm coming, son.
Say it again.
And
all right, see y'all the 23rd. If I can make it come out, Amnesia on the 23rd, it's going to be crazy.
Amnesia on the 23rd, definitely be in the building. And we about to be safe. I love y'all. Peace.
All right, good night.
Peace.
What? If it's a weapon on the horn, then I'm not gonna face. If it's a weapon on the horn, then I'm not gonna face. If it's a weapon, come to the microphone with the time on.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass steak. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, don't we do this every day, day. I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got pay, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK. Now we out Perry. Yeah, I'm Perrier. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californication. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm Bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping, asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins, these soup coffins. All she wanted some yield money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two-door preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is relevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Top.
this in the dark, but I do not think I run from them down from one time it comes to my phone within the champion sound. The bugle has blown the many times, and it's still a one more time. Let's study a mother's
side. Let the suicide doors up. I do suicides on the tour bus. I do suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm flat at death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers take level, ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus, yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby.
Yeah.
Niggas is lawing just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Braid A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain,
rain.
Pouring.
Pouring.
All my cars is foreign.
Foreign.
All my bras is foreign.
Foreign.
Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she trying to jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Initiating shutdown sequence.